Welcome to the Motivational Speech Podcast. You are listening to Mr. Jim Quick. He is a brain coach, mindwell trainer, and is noted for his speed reading and memory techniques. For two decades, Jim Quick has worked as a brain coach to students, seniors, entrepreneurs, teachers, and advisors to many of the world's leading CEOs and celebrities. He also wrote a book that has become the number one New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestseller. Check the description below to get this book for free.
Welcome back, Quick Brain. Here's your question of the day. How do you sleep better during a pandemic? This is a question we're getting a lot in our private Facebook group. People are stressed, anxiety levels are high. How do you be able to get that restorative, deep rest that your body needs now more than ever? And to answer this question, we're gonna have an amazing conversation with a good friend. And we have a returning podcast guest. He's best-selling author. He's the top sleep doctor and also a podcast host, Dr. Michael Bruce. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Thanks for having me, Big Jim. I'm excited to be here.
Now, people who know, who are longtime listeners, they know they've listened to our episodes together. We talked about sleep and memory and also chronotypes. We've had you on the show multiple times, and we'll put links in our podcast notes, jimquick.com/notes. But right now, I mean, in these turbulent times, right, yeah. Normal, you must be seeing what's going on right now with sleep.
Well, so first of all, thanks for having me back on the show. This is one of my favorite shows to go on. I love the format. I like quick bursts of good information that can be helpful for the people. So thanks for having me. So this is the question of the day that I've been asked for the last 6 months. You know, Michael, how the heck do I sleep during a pandemic? So let's talk about it, right? So first of all, to be clear, nobody is sleeping well right now. Just to be honest with you, okay? And I'll tell you why. The level of stress that we're all seeing, it's unheard of. And it's a different kind of stress than what we're used to seeing. So normal stress is, you know, I live in Los Angeles. It's traffic. Right? It's, you know, so-and-so is doing something that I don't like a whole lot. Now the stress is there's a pandemic and my entire family could get sick. I could lose my job. Like, it's a whole different level of stress. And even if you're good at handling stress, even if you've got ways to reduce that stress, that doesn't mean that it's not there. It just means that it's reduced. Sometimes for me, stress is kind of like that audio engineer that's playing in the background, you know, and it's kind of firing things off at me and saying, hey, worry about this. Hey, worry about that, right? And so, you know, one of the things that you and I have talked about is in your evening routine is you slow down and actually completely get rid of any outside media influences. Why? Because who needs that kind of stressful stuff showing up in our brains right before bed? And I love the stuff that you talk about in terms of gratitude and being grateful before bed, because that absolutely has a lot to do with things. So when we look at this level of stress, all right, what also is happening besides stress? We're falling out of our good habits, right? Nobody has to commute anymore. So guess what? Everybody's staying up later and sleeping later. And that's throwing everything off. Remember, everybody, you have a circadian rhythm. That's that internal biological clock that you want to be consistent, consistent, consistent. So if you woke up at 6:30 during the week before the pandemic, yeah, I'm the guy that's here to tell you, I want you to wake up at 6:30 during the week during the pandemic, even on the weekends. What are you talking about, Dr. Bruce? Why on earth should I do that? I want to catch up on my sleep. I want to feel good. No. Circadian consistency turns out to be one of the best things that you could possibly do right now in terms of your wake-up time. I don't really think I care that much what time you go to bed. I prefer a consistent bedtime, let me be clear. But if you want to stay up late and watch TV or, you know, socially distanced, hang out with your friends until 2 o'clock in the morning, I don't think I care, but I want your butt up at your normal wake-up time, because that is the anchor to the entire program. If you can actually keep yourself waking up at the same time every day, that works really, really well. Now, another thing that's going on during this kind of stressful pandemic-y times is people are having really weird dreams, Jim. I mean, really weird dreams. We call them Quarren dreaming now, because people are having super vivid, super stressful dreams. And we discovered why. So this idea of sleeping later, So many people don't realize it, but in the first half of the night is where you see the most physically restorative sleep. But the final third of the night, that's where you see the most dream sleep. And when you extend that period, so like normally if you woke up at 6:30, but now you're waking up at 7:30, you're getting more REM sleep, which means more dreams, which means more vivid dreams. And so people are actually giving themselves more vivid dreams. And to be honest with you, they're waking up pretty stressed out, dude. Like people are saying, like waking up and they're like, oh my gosh, I think I need a nap from my sleep, right? I feel like everything was going, you know? And so one of my recommendations is the thing that you hit spot on, which is gratitude before bed. So there's now been at least two studies to show that being positive before bed not only helps you fall asleep more quickly, but it actually makes more positive dreams. I think that's something that we could all use a little bit right now is some positive dreams. So our schedules have been off, and that's definitely throwing things off, but that's not the only culprit. The second one has to do with caffeine. Now, I know you're not a big caffeine guy, but there are a lot of people out there that are big, big caffeine drinkers. And the truth is, we're seeing caffeine increase in terms of consumption right now. We think that this is what's going on. It's like, you know, you're at home going on your Zoom call or whatever, and then you realize your cup is half empty, and the Zoom call ends, and you're like, I'll just go warm up the cup, right? You do that like 10 times in a day, and before you know it, you've actually had 8 cups of coffee. And also, people are now, they're brewing a whole pot at home as opposed to a single cup, right? And so this consumption seems to go quite a bit forward. Now, here's the thing. People tell me all the time, oh, come on, Michael, caffeine doesn't affect me. What are you talking about? All right, so there are different caffeine sensitivities. I got one patient, if she eats 2 chocolate kisses, she's up all night. I got another one who drinks a pot of coffee and goes right to sleep. However, if you do drink coffee after 2 p.m. and I put electrodes on your head, the quality of the sleep that you're getting is terrible. You might be able to fall asleep, but remember, there's a big difference between quantity of sleep and quality of sleep. And we're really pushing for quality sleep. So my recommendation during the pandemic is lower your caffeine consumption. If you can, stop caffeine by 2 p.m. Do not go cold turkey on caffeine, off of caffeine. Don't do it. I've had 2 patients end up in the ER because of it. The caffeine withdrawal can be very significant and very serious. You want to slowly taper it down if you possibly can. Also, to be clear, it's the most stressful time in our lives. Why on earth would you want to add a stimulant right to that?
Do you see with the rise of caffeine consumption, do you see that also for alcohol?
I do, as a matter of fact. So we did a great survey when I was on the Kelly and Ryan, and we surveyed the audience. 34% have an increase in alcohol consumption. I don't think that's particular to them. I think that's everybody. It's like, hey, it's wine time at 3 o'clock somewhere type of thing, right? That's not the best idea. So when we look at alcohol consumption and we look at the time frame between the consumption and when you fall asleep, that turns out to be the most critical thing. There's a really big difference between going to sleep and passing out, right? And so if you're going to have a glass of wine, which I don't have a problem with, have a glass of water with it and wait 1 hour before you go to bed. Have 2 glasses of water, 2 hours. You don't really want to go over 2 glasses. The data would suggest that you can actually get energy, not a sort of a relaxing effect from alcohol. So you kind of want to keep it at a low roar, as I say, and keep that alcohol consumption down to at least 2 drinks. But if you can keep a tight schedule, lower your caffeine, and you know, try to eliminate this alcohol, you're going to be moving yourself into a much, much better place. But there's one more thing I got to tell everybody about it. It's movement, right? So remember, sleep is what is, we call it recovery. And if you don't have anything to recover from, then your body doesn't do it very well. So you gotta move. In between Zooms, I'm not filling up my cup of coffee. I'm doing, you know, 20 jumping jacks, or I'm doing 10 sit-ups or push-ups or something like that. I mean, not enough to have a full sweat, but just to really kind of get my body moving. I'm walking every morning with my dog. He seems to love it. I'm not used to it yet. and we're having a good time with it, but movement is key. I had one of my celebrities the other day tweeted out, they said, I've taken 200 steps and it's 2 o'clock. Dude, I've done like 7,000 steps by the time it's 2 o'clock, and that's not even with my run. So people need to keep moving, because movement helps propagate sleep and exercise helps give us better sleep quality, and it helps lower stress as well. So my other recommendation is move, do yourself a favor and get at least 25 minutes of doing something cardio each day.
That's pure gold, Michael. This is so actionable. I think everybody could be more consistent with their schedule. They can monitor their both caffeine and alcohol mm-hmm. consumption, especially not just what they're ingesting, but also when they're doing it, because you're like also the when guy. And then movement. As your body moves, your brain grooves. So it's not only good for your brain, it's good also for optimizing your sleep, especially now in these challenging times. So amazing. So I challenge everyone right now, actually, with this, to take a screenshot of this episode and tag Dr. Michael Bruce, tag myself, and post it online and share the one thing you're going to do, just one thing based on this conversation, to help you to get that higher quality of sleep, even during a pandemic. And when we teach something, we get to learn it twice. So when you're sharing with your friends, your followers, your family, your community, you're gonna learn it even better. And for that, I'll actually repost some of my favorites also as well. And then Dr. Bruce, how do people find out more about you, how to stay in touch with you? You have a brand new show.
Yeah, I've got a brand new podcast. It's called Sleep Success with Dr. Michael Bruce, where I interview people like the famous Jim Quick. But we've got some great people on there. We've got Paris Hilton. I was able to interview her. Steve Aoki, who's a friend of both of ours. Lots and lots of people out there who've got really interesting sleep stories. And that's kind of what we're talking about, is how do they find success within sleep? Of course, people can find me at www.thesleepdoctor.com. And if you haven't yet, take my chrono quiz at chronoquiz.com.
Amazing. Dr. Bruce, thank you so much for being back on our show. And everybody, sleep well.
Thanks, Jimmy. I love being on your show. This is Dr. Michael Bruce wishing all of you sweet dreams.
Hi, Quick Brain. It's your brain coach. I want to thank you so much for watching this video. Three things to do. Number one, make sure you share this, because when you teach something, you get to learn it twice. Update your learning so you can update other people's learning as well. Number two, make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a thing, because if you miss a video, you miss a lot. And finally, make sure you hit that bell so you're notified and you find out when we put out the latest and the greatest. One extra thing, if you want really close attention, then text me. Here is my phone number, 310-299-9362. Did you remember that number? 310-299-9362. Shoot me a text and we'll stay in touch. Ask me your burning question. And I wish your days be full of lots of life, lots of love, lots of laughter, and always lots of learning. I'll see you in our next video.
Welcome to the Motivational Speech Podcast. You are listening to Mr. Jim Quick. He is a brain coach, MindWell trainer, and is noted for his speed reading and memory techniques. For two decades, Jim Quick has worked as a brain coach to students, seniors, entrepreneurs, teachers, and advisors to many of the world's leading CEOs and celebrities. He also wrote a book that has become the number one New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestseller. Check the description below to get this book for free.